Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. Welcome, everyone, people, ladies and gentlemen, germs and all the people out there. Welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. Oh, my God. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am J to the B.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Yeah, we're back in this normal month of things because we're done with that mezcal stuff.
Oh, no themes this month? That's crazy.
Nah, it's October.
It's kind of odd, too. It's Halloween month. I think we had like zero themes this month.
Nah, fuck that month. Nah,
that's quick. Yeah, given our past experience these months, we had not so good luck with these months. Yeah, so I think it's like the first time we did a non-themed October, huh?
Yeah.
Halloween. Yeah.
I guess we could still do it for Halloween, but like.
Nah, we're good.
You lucked out last year with the brains.
No, we ain't got to worry about that.
Brains actually was pretty good.
That was a delicious beer.
Yeah.
That was.
If I'm not mistaken, you gave it a 3.5, or actually, it was 3 or 3.5, one of those. But I remember you scored it pretty high, and you lucked out with that one or whatever. But I just know that earlier, that was probably the only good one you really had. But before that, you was striking out like really hard. I mean, yeah. You wasn't as bad as the whiskey was.
We all struck out.
Whiskey was just like fucking awful.
But the whiskey, the bar was so low for the whiskey, it's just like shit. Better than that, it's not really saying much.
You know, it was funny because 2 years ago, I remember that Walking Dead whiskey had came out and that shit was like $80-something. Last year, I think I was going to go get it for the show, but instead I made that cocktail instead, which actually turned out really well. And I remember I saw that whiskey there when I went to go get my ingredients for my cocktail, and that whiskey's $16 now. So wow. it's just amazing.
Well, you dodged a bullet.
Just amazing how much that's just how much you know it's shit. Like, it went from $80 to fucking $16. Like, just how you know that shit just ain't flying off the shelves. So it's just a bunch of bullshit. And speaking of whiskey news, I scored today, or this morning, if you will.
Oh.
Yeah.
Up to the usual JB antics.
Oh, yeah.
Getting that heat.
Man, I brought that heat in today. I got that Yamazaki 18 and our Kushu 18.
Oh, okay. Woo! Very nice.
With that heat today, that we're all before my brunch on Sundays. Cheers, sipping Belize.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, I scored heavily or whatever shit. Since I'm not gonna get that Michter's Toasted Barrel I talked about last week, because I ain't paying that.
I saw them. I think what was it, Great Press had some. I had a couple bottles.
I'm not paying that price for what they want for.
Oh yeah, they never put the prices on their fucking things. It's too far for me anyway. So I'm waiting.
They usually text me and tell me what it is, and I just So I haven't. The cheapest I've seen that bottle for now, from what I've been getting texts, is $200, right? And
what is the retail on that bottle?
I think the retail on that. Well, you know, it's hard to say since they kind of discontinued it for 2 years and just brought it back for actually 3 years, to be honest. Yeah, because the last one they made was 2018. So I know before it was probably like at like 90 to 120, somewhere around that range.
Fuck that.
But the thing is, I said it last week, I'll say it again. I've been hearing some really bad reviews on it. So I was just kind of like,
oh, this batch.
Stuff. I've been hearing a lot of people just saying, oh, this is
Porsche, because I know Michter's, that's like your favorite brand, right? Like
I would say they're pretty high. I mean, their rye this year, I got all three. I got the toasted rye.
I'm still so mad that I was this close to getting that barrel strength rye at Cypress that one day. Motherfucker literally posted that shit right when I fucking left.
They do that, dude. That's why I don't go there.
That was the last time I went there, too.
Yeah, it was
the last time. I was mad. It's like, these motherfuckers, dude.
There's another store in your area that does that shit, too, where you at right now. I can't remember.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they do that shit, too. A lot of stores do that shit, and it's kind of annoying, because, like, if you go in there and you're spending some premium dollar, at least they can tell you, it's like, hey, I'm about to post this right now. Like, let me know if you just want one right now or not or whatever shit. I was telling somebody yesterday, I don't really fuck with a lot of these stores no more. Like, the ones I used to go to, I think I have, like, two good stores I go to or whatever now, and they, like, by the workplace and shit, and they've been keeping it real with me. I mean, this one place was going to hook me up with that Michter's Toasted Barrel, but then they told me the price for it, and I was just like, nah, you can go ahead and keep that, dude. I just don't want to spend, because the cheapest I've seen, like I said, is $200 I've seen for it. And I'm just thinking, because I wanted it bad at first, but now I'm just like, I really want to spend $200 on that. I mean, not really.
Yeah. It don't sound like it's worth it.
Yeah, it's not really sounding up to the hype. Excited. You know, I did come across this one popular bottle. I wouldn't even say it's popular, but everybody seems to be jumping on it right now just because of the name brand right now. But I've been hearing even worse reviews on this one, especially from friends. They've been telling me this shit. I just saw it this morning. I saw it on Friday, too. That's the Metallica whiskey, the blackened Willet combination. Everybody been getting that bottle or whatever, and everybody been having the same review. Oh God, what is this shit? So Blackened is Metallica's whiskey. Their normal brand. So they did a collaboration with the Willet brand, and they had the Blackened Willet. The first thing I saw, and then somebody said that shit'll make a good highball, I guess. And
oh, I was damn.
I was like, who drinks highballs?
What is this called again?
Blackened Willet.
Blackened Willet?
Yeah. Let me see if I can pull that up for you, sir, so you could get a good look at it. So yeah, I saw it.
I'm about to pull it right now.
I saw it, and even with the bad reviews I heard. Oh, here you go, sir. It looks like this.
Yep. It's a nice bottle.
It is a very nice bottle. I mean, even the regular blackened bottle kind of looks like that or whatever.
Oh, I see it right here. Okay. Yeah, the regular one and then the blackened.
So that's Metallica's whiskey, and I've had it before, and I thought it was just whatever. Because, celebrity whiskey, it just...
Yeah, you already know how that goes.
Tastes like shit, so... Celebrities are really good at other spirits. When it comes to whiskey, yeah.
They just don't have the palate for it.
I think it's because, celebrities are used to that party lifestyle so much that, like, when they attend these high-end profile events... It's usually a lot of champagne, and it's usually a lot of, like, probably vodka mixed drinks and shit like that, whatever, and tequila, if you will.
Rye whiskey finished in Madeira cask. Okay.
I've heard it tastes like shit, too, so which is a shame, because Madeira cask is
barrel proof, too.
Oh, that don't mean shit. That Madeira cask is stronger than that barrel proof, whatever. That Madeira cask adds a little extra sweetness to it, so.
That's unfortunate.
So I saw it, and they didn't have a price tag on it because I guess it was just missing, or they took it off or something like this. I just asked the guy. I just said, how much is the bottle? And then he told me $150, right? And I was just like, no, thank you. And then I saw it again this morning. It was $150. I guess $150 is like the retail for it or whatever and shit, or whatever it's charged for.
Secondary right now, it's like $195 and up.
Yeah, secondary is fucking crazy on it. So then it dawned on me. I was like, damn, people are paying $150 on some shitty-ass bottle? I was like, holy shit, that sucks. I mean, if they're getting lucky, I guess. I mean, if they're paying $195 and up for it, it's like, holy shit. And I've seen two people do it, like two bottles of it and shit. So that was like one of the first, I don't even think that's allocated, really. I mean, I guess it kind of is and shit, but that was like one of the first allocated bottles, I guess, this year I've like passed on. I just looked at it and just said, no, thank you. And then I saw the comments about like how that shit will go good with a highball, but that's about it. And I was just like, ooh. I was like, when the last time I had a highball? I think it was 2019 when I was in Japan. And by the way, they make fantastic highballs out there. American highballs, not so much. Not at all.
Right.
They're kind of trashy out here. The water's different over here, so it tends to...
Yeah, it is.
Tends to make a little bit trashier whiskey, if you will. Plus, America, we love to water down every goddamn thing it is. So, but I digress on that. So, so that's just the new whiskey news, if you will. I had some other news too, and I don't remember what it was now, but those are the two bottles I guess I skipped on, if you will. And I guess I won't be getting that Michter's Toasted Barrel Bourbon because I'm like, fuck out of here with that shit or whatever. Oh, yeah. So anyway, it is October. We're back to a regular program schedule here. I mean, maybe for around Halloween, we'll probably do something themed. I don't know. Probably make a cocktail. I don't know.
It is my birthday month. Just saying. Just saying.
Anyway, so like I'm saying, it's my fucking.
You ain't shit.
He been keeping secrets from me anyway, so fuck him.
You ain't.
Hey, why don't you tell the listeners how about you was under that fucking bed when I walked in the houses today, whatever and shit. He was under that fucking bed staring and shit, looking at people and shit like that. You know?
Why you go to old shit? Why you
talking about old shit? He's hiding under that fucking bed talking about like, are you ready to record? Your creepy ass. Hey, you ain't creepy Cody no more though. You mature Cody now, huh?
I have, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
I hope not.
My progress.
I didn't know the shit. I was just asking a question.
Oh, fuck you.
I ain't know the shit, bro. What you talking about? Oh, I had another fuck you story too for a liquor store as well. I might have already said it actually, and I don't even remember now. But so a buddy of mine posted this liquor store that had a sign up that's I can't even remember what the fuck it said too. And it said something like, don't even bother asking or something like that. If you have to ask, you can't afford or whatever. Mm-hmm. Nigga, fuck you. Okay. like, I swear, this is the only, the spirit industry is the only fucking industry where they like kind of mock their audience, if you will. As far as like,
yeah, because the audience is gullible as fuck. And they'll buy whatever they're fucking selling.
Yeah.
It's all about hype and name recognition.
And like, and the stores are just like jumping on it. I mean, like, could you even imagine, Cody, you owning like a restaurant or store and you putting on a sign by the whatever you're selling the merchandise saying, don't even bother asking if you have to ask. I mean, could you just even imagine putting some shit up like that?
Most pretentious shit I've ever fucking heard. I would, yeah, like, who was shot there?
I mean, you're trying to sell shit, right? Like, rather you're a restaurant owner or anything like that. Imagine you had a bar.
What kind of fucking business marketing model is that?
I think any sale, like, not even from the salesman point of view, but like the buyer. Let's look at the buyer's point of view. The buyer's point of view, even if you're a salesman, they just want to know the fucking price of mine. Like, who the fuck buys shit and not know a price? Like, Cody, do you just walk into a car dealership and just go, like, you see a car you just love and just be like, sign it up right now, let's go. And they just look at you and go like, well, let's break down. You just like, I don't even know all that. Sign it up and let's go, whatever and shit. And then next, you know, when you get your bill, you sitting there wondering like, what the fuck was this car? $150,000 or whatever and shit. Like, so like who does shit like that? Like,
nobody.
I mean, unless you're like Jeff Bezos or whatever and shit like that, and you just don't give a fuck. But I even think Jeff Bezos probably like, you know, look, when you're a billionaire, you don't just buy random shit without it being some kind of investment. Like, you don't just, I mean, you don't get me wrong. I'm sure he does buy a bunch of shit where he's just like, oh, I'm just having fun with it or something like that. But usually most of your shit you buy, it's usually something that you can make more money off of, you know, because that's just the billionaire mindset, whatever and shit. It's like, is that an investment deal? Then yeah, sure. I'll put whatever money it is I can get in there. So for our regular people like ourselves and shit, I mean, I just couldn't imagine having a bar or a restaurant or a store and not having the prices there, even if the price is fucking ridiculous, just have it fucking there. You know, if you had it there, you wouldn't get people asking about it. You know that, right?
Yeah. But, you know, that takes too much thinking. So that's why they don't apply that method.
Matter of fact, the more I think about it, the more that the bottle sits there without a price, the more you're going to get asked, how much is that bottle?
Duh. Yeah.
If you walk into a store, Cody, and let's just say you wanted that Michter's barrel strength that you were looking for, and you saw it sitting on the shelf, but you saw the price at $400, you wouldn't even bother asking about it. You'd just be like,
why the fuck would I ask for it? My answer was already, my question was already answered right there. Simple as that.
The store clerk may ask you, like, hey, do you want anything else? And you'd be like, I wanted that Michter's barrel strength, but it's a little too high for all my price range, so I'll just have to, like, pass on that or whatever and shit. And then you'd be like, all right, no bygones, bygones, whatever shit.
There you go.
But if you went to the store, Cody, and saw the Michter's barrel strength sitting there and it had no price tag on it, wouldn't you just ask? Yeah. Hey, what's the price on that? Because you never know.
What the fuck is the harm in asking?
Because you never know. I mean, the price could be like, what if it's like a really good price and you'd be like, oh, shit, I just walked out of that store.
Why is it so frowned upon at that store? Asking a simple-ass question.
Why is price asking so frowned upon at any store?
Like, well, it's just basic customer service.
I think the liquor store has kind of forgot that, to be honest.
Jesus Christ. That's what needs to be done.
That's one of my main reasons why I just do not fuck with these stores anymore. It's just
shitty. Their practices.
Yes. It's just I feel like it's more of a hassle now to just, I feel like when you ask for a price now, it feels like you asking like, damn, can I get your will?
Basically.
What's your SSI number, Cody?
Yeah. What's your blood type? Yeah.
Why should Cody feel bad writing on the comment section on a bottle? Like, hey, how much is this or whatever? Why should you feel bad writing that in there? Like, when you go to, I'm using the same analogy, Cody, when you bought your PS5 and shit, let's just say it didn't have a fucking price on it. What is the harm of asking Sony, hey, what's the price on these PS5s now or whatever?
So yeah, Sony, I mean, you think I Sony's got so much in my fucking bank account, so obviously I'll ask what goddamn price is.
You think Sony going to look at you, Cody, and be like, line. You asking us about price? Look, you either can buy it or you can't buy it. What's your problem? Sony ain't saying that, Cody.
They put out the price so they can know where the market is at. So they can know how to price accordingly to what their competitors are pricing
the
same product at. That's how this shit works, you fucking idiot.
When you're competing with the other place, like Microsoft, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the digital one, I think it's, and I'm using this as an example.
I think digital one is
$499, right?
Yeah, $500.
Or $399?
The disc is, or is it the disc?
I think we're fucking up. I think
the one with the disc and one with the other one.
Yeah. I think the disc one is $4.99, and I think the digital one is $3.99.
$500.
So Microsoft waited, obviously, and they put their digital one at $2.99 because they're competitors, and this is how it works. You know, they just threw a little like $100 off, whatever, and shit. So, because like Cody just said, that way their consumers can know, oh shit, this one is this price, this one's this price.
Exactly.
Which one should I go with? I hate to tell liquor stores this, but that store down the street is your competitor. If you don't see it that way, then holy shit, I don't know how you couldn't, because if that store has it, Cody, for $100 more, where do you think JB and Cody are going?
Exactly.
Do you think JB and Cody will go to that store ever again that has it for the $100 more, or do you think we'll just keep shopping at the one that has $100 less?
What do you think?
I don't even think we should answer that. I think we should. There's probably some dumbass out there going like, "Well, I mean, you'd go to the store $100 more, wouldn't you? I mean, come on now, like it's great loyalty in that store, isn't it? Like, loyalty don't mean shit in my wallet. All right,
No.
loyalty don't mean shit. So yeah. So when I saw that, at this point, I'm just kind of exhausted. I just roll my eyes and just go like,
"Yeah, that's all you can do."
I guess that's the practice going forward now with these stores, huh? So I guess that's just a warning to go ahead with these other spirits. If you think it's rare, just go ahead and fucking buy it, because whiskey is like the testing ground for fucking what can we get away with. So anyway, it is Cody's birthday month, and almost every October of Cody's birthday month, I've always drank this spirit on this show. So I decided to just keep it with this spirit.
Keep the tradition going, my friend.
Yeah, yeah. And I think October is just going to be this spirit's month or whatever, because I got enough fucking bottles
makes
of
sense.
It.
Keep doing it. Yeah, makes sense. Keep it simple.
And it does help that, shit, I guess every month is kind of theme in its own way then or whatever. Cody, instead of brains, then you should eat heart then, or drink heart, man. You know, just
okay. All right.
Wait, is there a heart?
Sorry.
Wait, is there really a heart? I think there is, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, you'll probably figure that out. Anyway, though, so probably. I want to say there was, because I remember you saying something
it probably
about it.
Is. Yeah, because it was all zombie themed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, at least that one, brains, yeah. So maybe there is one, yeah, with the heart. I don't know.
So since I bought some expensive-ass Japanese whiskey this morning, I figured I would just keep it Japanese right now, and I thought I would open up today's episode with some Nika Sessions 2020.
That is
bam. A
beautiful bottle.
Bam.
Beautiful bottle.
That's why I have three.
love the color of that bottle.
That I love this dark tint blue on it or whatever. So this is a blend. If anybody knows about Japanese whiskey, it's becoming more of a blend stationary whiskey now, because all those Japanese, the Japan is running out of ingredients to make some of these whiskeys. So this is a blend of the Yochi and the Miya. I'm shortening that for Miyagachi. I think that's what it is. Now I'm like
full name.
Yeah. So it's a blend of those two. We had those when we first, oh, the first year.
Early.
Yeah, that was early. The first year.
Yeah.
But that was October 2019.
That was October when we had that?
Yeah, that was October 2019. Okay. So those, it's a blend of these, of those two pours. And yeah,
I remember liking those a lot, especially the Yochi
was believe. Your favorite. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? The Mia's grown on me more now. I think the Yochi. Yeah. I was drinking some the other day and I was just like, the Mia's got like this extra toastiness now too, whatever, that I didn't quite figure it out now, whatever. And I'm kind of liking that a little more. Because everyone, I think, was in consensus that the Yochi is better. Even us on the review we did, the Yochi was a little bit better. The Yochi had a little bit more fruit on the palate, if you will. Mm-hmm. I was drinking that Mia the other day and I was just like, hold up, wait a minute. This is something new. I don't remember. It had this toast crispness to it or whatever that I was enjoying a lot on it. I was like, oh, might have to go back and do both of those bottles. So the one we had was, I remember on that episode, we talked some shit about, well, at least I did. I talked some shit about what the American bottles look like because we opened up the ones I brought back from Japan, which were the 500 milliliter ones, which looked fucking dope as hell. I love those bottle designs. And then the American ones looking like generic ass Nika bottles. And this one's a blend of those two. This was made to, well, obviously because Japan is running out of ingredients to make certain whiskeys. That's why so many fake whiskeys in Japan is popping up and over here as well. But this one was also to compete with Suntory AO. Suntory AO kind of looks almost kind of the same. Well, not even really the same as far as what it is. It does have that blue color outline on it or whatever. The bottle's a little bit more distinct. But this bottle, I love this Sessions 2020 design on it or whatever and shit. I mean, that was probably the best thing to come out of 2020. And I remember when I opened this thing as soon as I got it, I like popped that bad boy open. I was just like, let's get a sip of this. And I just remember it having so many characteristics of the fruitiness of the Yochi and then like that clear toastiness finish of the Mia on there. And I was just like, yeah, you can easily tell like the distinct of the two there. I remember enjoying it a lot. But that was, when did I get this? I got this a few months ago, sometime earlier this year when I was like blowing the wad out my wallet and shit. So, which I guess kind of still is going, to be honest. So it's in my glass. I had it capped off to conceal all that juiciness. Oh, shit. Goddamn. You got to let them caps conceal all that juicy flavor.
Very light in color.
Yeah. Just like the Yochi. It looks like a plum wine, kind of. Japanese plum wine, if you will. It's got that light champagne color. Almost kind of like a Dom Perignon color, too, actually. So, yeah, that's beautiful. Oh, man, on the nose, you get like this. It's probably because I had it concealed for almost 42 minutes now. Man, it's just like roasted nuts and shit. It's got like this honey oak in there. Oh, it's very fruity. You get like strong hints of apple on this, Cody, which is not shocking because Nika had just came out when this got released too. They came out with the Nika apple brandy. So they've been experimenting with a lot of apple flavor.
I didn't even know they had a brandy.
Oh, well, it's a whiskey still, but it's just
like a finished in brandy barrel?
It's finished in brandy. Gotcha. Okay. Apple brandy cask, if you will.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They release these bottles like every year. I was going to get them, but every store I saw wanted like $283 for them. And I was just like, yeah.
Yeah, I just thought, that Sessions bottle. I just want that bottle just because it looks fucking nice.
You know, the thing about those Nika bottles too is, man, they always come in, because I was going to get the apple brandy ones, right? They always fucking come in pairs because you got to get the Yochi and the Mia. And I was like, you never know which one you want to get, you know? And you just go like, God, that'd be $600 if I bought both of them.
Yeah, shit. It's that's like, what you got to think about.
And it's like, I don't want to just get one and not the other. I mean, that kind of almost defeats the purpose. It's like buying Shinks from Michter's and not getting a Bomb Burgers. You just got to get both. I mean, you just got to get both of them, whatever. You got to do the side-by-side and shit. And I just feel the same with those Nika bottles. I mean, if they were like $150, then I'd be like, oh, I'd grab both of those then. But like, you know, $283 with tax, you're probably looking at $315 maybe or something like that each. So you're looking at $630 for these two bottles and shit. You're just like, ah. And you know, Nika doesn't really get a lot of buzz per se as Suntory does. So you never know what those bottles taste like or anything like that. So he's like, Man, if I'm spending $600 on two bottles, man, I need to hear nothing but straight fucking positive reviews on it or whatever, not be, you know. I would say so.
Yeah.
Agree with that. And Nika just doesn't get that kind of buzz like fucking Suntory does. So you just never know what you're getting with those or whatever. But man, that it's got like this apple pineapple sauce to it or whatever. Oh man, I could sniff this all day, dude. Bananas. This is like super.
You said it has an applesauce kind of aroma.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I never heard that from whiskey. I hear apples, but not like applesauce.
I'm sorry, did I say apple or pineapple sauce? I don't remember.
You said applesauce, then pineapple sauce.
Oh, okay. So I meant apple and then like just apples in general and then like pineapple sauce.
Gotcha.
Oh, man. People like pineapple sauce. They're like, yeah, go to Hawaii, people. They got all kind of pineapple sauce there.
Yeah, because wait, when you say pineapple sauce, I'm thinking like a you know, sometimes they do like a pineapple mango kind of like
yeah, salsa. Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm picturing in my head.
That shit, when I'm in Hawaii.
Or maybe like a vinaigrette.
When I'm in Hawaii, that's all I eat.
Yeah, of course. Why the fuck would you eat something else? Pineapple and fish, goddamn
it. Yeah, exactly. I want that eyeball, please.
Oh, and our Kahlua pork, baby.
Yeah. So you give me I want my drinking of pineapple, sir, or a coconut, and a banana cognac, biatch. Oh, man, this got a lot of fruit sense to it. It's like a pear, pineapples, apples, bananas.
It's real spritzy. Not zesty per se. That's more like the citrus realm.
Yeah.
It's real bright.
Yeah. It's very fruity. Yeah, so it just took everything that the Yochi had and just doubled down on it, basically.
Okay.
The only reason why I remember that too, people, is because I just had the Yochi and the Mia probably last Sunday. Yeah, I think last Sunday. Because usually Sundays when I play like a little bit of video games late at night, and I usually pour me a drink or so. So. It's usually like around
so it's not so the tropicality on the aroma is not too prominent because you use apple and pear.
Yeah.
Like the only like tropical fruit you use is like pineapple. So it's not like too tropical.
No, it's not looking like your beach background right now. No.
Right.
Yeah.
100% real, by the way.
Yeah. Well, it was questionable now. I don't know. I saw some shit earlier and I was just like,
I don't know what you saw, man.
I saw the Matrix.
I've been chilling at the beach, man.
And I took that red pill and I see everything now.
You got the wrong pill then. It's fucking up your brain cell, bro. That's the problem.
Nah, I took that COVID pill, baby. Shit. I had no COVID.
You know, don't put that shit on me. Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
You seeing shit?
They making a COVID pill.
Is there actually like a vaccine pill like that?
Yeah, it's like a vaccine pill. Like, well, let me rephrase it. I heard some
companies. Or is it like Tylenol for COVID? Like Tylenol for COVID.
So I was listening to some report. And they were saying like, oh man, if this is like 100% effective, they were basically saying Americans will take this over the vaccine any day. And I was just
it was the same exact shit.
That's what I was thinking.
Still putting some shit in your body. That's FDA approved. That, I don't know what they're doing with this. What they putting? This is the same shit, but because it's going to be in a fucking pill.
Their comment was Americans like pills over needles. And I was just like,
they do. We do.
We do. True. I mean, it's very true. Because I remember even at the office and shit like that, people was like, man, we need to get
some. They feel more of a sense of comfort as opposed to something being jammed into your bloodstream directly.
You know?
Or with me. I mean, I was telling everybody, I was like, as soon as I heard about that vaccine, I was like, I want that shit now, goddamn it.
Yeah.
I want it today.
I mainly wanted it because I just didn't want to give it to – well, let me rephrase that. I didn't want it for myself, but I mainly wanted it too because I would feel like such an asshole if I passed that shit down to somebody.
I thought about it too, but it was primarily for self – I'm not going to lie, for selfish reasons.
Yeah.
I wanted that fucking vaccine. Yeah. I didn't want to get fucked up. It was that simple.
Well, you had family members, so you got the watch look fucked up, so, you know.
Yeah.
Mine was more of, it wasn't selfish at first. It was more of like, I would just feel like such an asshole if like someone died on my account.
That's because, a big deal, man.
You know, I just put that on my conscience.
Right. And shout out to the Lakers for being, I don't know if they're the only one, but they're they're a fully vaccinated team. Shout out to our Los Angeles Lakers.
I don't think they're the only one because I think I just read something.
Yeah, they're probably not, but that's the one that got the most publicity, obviously.
They're Lakers. That's why. Yeah, we're 2020 champs. That's why. You know.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck how much Skip calls it the bubble ring or whatever and shit. Like,
what? Yeah, it ain't just him. It's a loud crowd.
What is up with that argument?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't get it.
I don't get it. Cody, did they
whatever. We got a ring. We still owe that parade, too, by the way. We never got a parade for that ring.
Cody, did they not play basketball?
Yeah. We played the same league as all, was it, 29 other teams?
Yeah, so it was 29 other teams. Okay. So what was the asterisk mark next to it?
I was about to say, what was our excuse over everybody else's excuse? Everybody was playing the same league, same game. I don't know. Everybody was in the same fucking arena.
I've heard Skip say, "Oh, because nobody wanted to be there, but the Lakers." And it's like, that's not my problem. Yeah. That's not my problem. Like,
put that on me.
Hey, Cody, I don't want to fucking. I bet you don't want to be at work sometimes, or whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. But you realize, hey, I need this money or whatever and shit. Yeah. So,
that was the craziest shit ever, dude. They put that. I'm still amazed how they pulled that shit off. Because I was in the middle of the height of the fucking pandemic.
Yeah.
And they pulled that shit off.
And that's when things was pretty bad on the outside, too. Yes. Well, dude, like the whole George
Floyd. And we got a chip during the fucking bubble. And to apparently, me, that's the easiest cakewalk of a championship ever.
How I don't
the
know
fuck
where
does that work?
I don't even know how we're getting this from, whatever. I thought it was the hardest one, probably.
Yes.
Because I thought mentally it was more of a harder one. I don't know about physically, it's probably the same thing as any other year. It didn't make a really difference.
And it's still crazy to think about. It hasn't even been a year yet since we won that chip. It hasn't even been a fucking year yet.
Yeah. Oh, and they were talking about recently on a lot of news show or sports news shows about like the turnaround of like when they finished a play or whatever. And
yeah.
Like, they were trying to say, oh, LeBron's trying to use this as an excuse now. It's like, it was a 2-month turnaround. It's not an excuse. I mean, that's a whole, that's a big fucking difference or whatever. Yeah. It's a huge difference. No other, they never have to do this before. Oh, he's just using this. It's not an excuse. I don't even think he was saying, no, that's the only reason why or whatever and shit, you know? But I thought the bubble championship was fucking hard, you know, mentally. And clearly, mentally, it was hard because a lot of motherfuckers was fucking up and shit. Yeah. Didn't want to be there.
Oh, on top of that, remember, that was in the middle of the police brutality protest, too.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. With all the George Floyd shit still going on. Remember, they had just got done. I'm blanking on which team. Was it the Portland Blazers?
The Bucks. Oh, you're talking about who like, they're like,
yeah.
The Bucks, they're like the first team who, like, they're saying, like, we're not going to play any more games.
Yeah,
they all exactly. Agreed as a team.
Okay, yeah, and I remember it was some other. Did the Kings do that too? I remember it was a bunch of other teams. I can't remember who, but I know a lot of other teams that did it too as well. So, but yeah, that was a hard fucking year. So I don't know why people saying, "Oh,
that was a hard year for everybody."
Oh, that championship was, and then not only that, if they had families, they had to sit in that bubble and worry about like, man, I hope my family don't get sick.
Everybody had the same fucking problem. All of them.
Yeah. But it was an easy championship win, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Not only that, you had to worry about people breaking protocols and you possibly catching COVID and being out for your team when you probably is this close to getting that chip and shit like that. Like, come on, man. That had to been like stress like a motherfucker. Like, you waking up next day not knowing what you might have just to cancel out and shit. Be like, I got to be there for my team. Because, you know, everybody knows every player, except for Schroeder, they're all team spirit. He's an idiot.
Oh, Dennis Schroeder.
Every player wants to be there for their team, Cody, especially when the stakes are high and shit like that. Especially when you're a high caliber player and you are like in the top 4 seed and you just like got that close to get that championship. You want to be there for your fucking team. Trust me on this. I know this. As playing sports as yourself, you just want to be there. And you feel a sense of guilt every fucking time when you miss that shot. Look at Ben Simmons. I mean, he don't feel a sense of that whole Ben Simmons shit going on in 76.
That right? Shit's crazy.
That's some.
I want to see how that's going to unfold. That's going to be interesting.
That's crazy to me. I mean,
yeah.
He said he's not going to be practicing with them. If I was him,
he's going to have no association whatsoever.
He need to get his ass in that fucking gym and practice, because if he too scared to shoot the fucking ball, then you need to practice that shit, because other teams are going to be looking at your ass like... Because
he's part of the problem. He ain't the entire problem. He's definitely part of it.
He's definitely part of the problem. And I don't know why people are jumping on Doc and them for what they said. Look, he was just being honest. That's the one thing I admire about Doc. He's going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear no bullshit answer or whatever. Like, yeah, I want to be known about it. Because usually for a sport or any player mentality, a fighter, UFC fighter, whatever and shit... you want to hear the truth, because that shit will boost your skill. Be like, all right, that's what you think of me. I'll show you then. I'll show you then. We'll see you then. Shit. This motherfucker told us, Cody, he's scared to shoot the ball, and you a fucking point guard. I was like,
if we go on a little tangent for a bit, Ben Simmons, he's an interesting case because he has all the intangible, he has all the talent in the world, except the motherfucker cannot shoot a penny in the goddamn ocean.
Dude,
and that's a big problem in today's NBA.
Oh,
you have to be able to fucking shoot.
Hey, some people say the reason why they San Francisco lost that game because he wouldn't take that shot.
At least a little bit. Because there's not a lot of teams where he could be like the main guy and that should work.
Cody, he's the point guard.
He's not, yeah. he's definitely a number two. He can't be a number one. He got to be paired up with somebody. And you think on paper, him and Joel and B will work. But no, so far it hasn't fucking worked. And they tried putting all kind of pieces outside of them together to make that shit work. Nope.
It's just not working.
Maybe I think, this bullshit process, like 5 years now or something
like that? Yeah, it's been 5 years, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, it's time to break that shit up. I don't know why. Yeah. Well, there's like some analysts out there saying, oh, no, don't break it up. You'll get rid of
two. Oh, Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless.
No, you break that shit up.
Yeah, break it up.
Joel Embiid, you get rid of Ben Simmons.
It's just not working. Right, yeah. Move. He's not shooting the ball or whatever. That's your fucking job. Mm-hmm. Shoot the fucking ball. If you're not going to shoot the ball, it's just like you're useless to me then. You're a waste of money.
Yeah, okay. You're great in defensive end. You get rebounds. And sometimes you can drive the hole. But the problem with you driving the hole is that fucking Joel Embiid's big ass is in there too. So it's not going to fucking work all the time.
and the other problem is once again, you're the fucking point guard. You're supposed to shoot the goddamn ball. You're supposed to shoot the goddamn ball.
You don't even have to be the greatest shooter on the planet. We're not asking for that. You just have to be able to shoot a little bit.
Yes.
At least.
Sometimes the pressure's going to be on you. We need you to shoot that three. If you can make that three, just shoot the fucking three, please. Mm-hmm. Just take the shot, take the gamble, whatever.
Yes.
The problem is with him not playing in practicing with his teammates, he doesn't know this. And I don't know if his agent is telling him this. It's making you look worse, dude. It really is making you look fucking worse.
It is lowering the trade value. It is getting it's getting really hard for fucking Philly to get rid of him.
Thank you.
They're going to have to get rid of him for some bullshit.
And
his trade value is so fucking low right now because of his fucking antics.
And because of his antics, no other team is going to want his ass neither.
Yeah, and he's not really a good fit on a lot of teams right now. I'm being real honest. And only a few teams where he'll be like, okay, this makes sense.
And if he doesn't play his cards right, he's going to be making less money and sitting on a bench. So
yeah, look at Schroeder.
Yeah, I was just about to compare him to Schroeder. Like, dude, I think he's going about this all fucking wrong.
I mean, Schroeder's nowhere near the realm of a fucking Ben Simmons. Don't get me wrong, he ain't nowhere near that talent.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying situation wise, it's similar.
Look at fucking Luka. That motherfucker will miss threes like crazy, and he'll still shoot another three and shit. Like, he ain't
that's
scared.
What they were saying about. They were saying about Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis.
Giannis can't shoot threes for shit, but he kept chucking the motherfuckers up because he knew what he had to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No shame about it. Ben Simmons.
He's look where Giannis at. He's a fucking champion.
Cody, Ben Simmons in the finals against the Atlanta.
But that's the thing. Shoot the goddamn
open.
Ball. We don't care if you miss it.
Open.
We don't care if you miss it. You can miss it. That's fine.
He was wide the fuck open, though, and he had the chance to shoot it.
Ball.
He fucking passed it. He was just like, what the fuck was that? What is he doing?
A fucking ball, Ben. That's all he has. We don't give a fuck if you make it or miss it, bro. That's not the important part.
People,
shoot it. We got to be able to see you're willing to do whatever it takes to get the fucking job done.
If you're more of a football if you're more of a football fan than basketball fan, let me compare it to this. It's like a quarterback afraid to throw it. He just holds that motherfucker.
Imagine if Tom Brady was out there afraid to throw that shit, chuck it. How many Super Bowls would he have?
He wouldn't have shit.
Imagine that shit.
Exactly. He wouldn't have shit then or whatever. Okay? Your job is to throw the football. He is a point guard. His job is to shoot the fucking ball. Okay?
Facilitate and shoot. Yes. This motherfucker is 6'10". 6'10", and he has the abilities of a point guard, and he's having problems right now being able to shoot.
And
amazing. If Ben Simmons had a shot, everybody says this. If he had a fucking shot, he would be a force to be reckoned with.
Oh yeah, I agree.
He would be a fucking problem.
I agree too.
Problem.
I think whatever team gets him and can break that mental spirit, if Ben Simmons gets a shot.
Watch the fuck out. Beware.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
If he gets a shot, beware.
If he mentally can get his mind straight and get that shit out of his head, he could be top 10 player by the next 2 years.
Yeah, easily.
I mean, he's already like skating that guidelines now, whatever, but he's just fucking himself up.
It's the mental fucking blockages in his head. That's what's keeping him from being like the in the upper echelon.
And I don't care what any analyst says, how good he is right now. If you scared to shoot the fucking ball and your job is a point guard, you are fucking useless to me right now. And
that's why right now we're seeing a lot about what he's made of, his antics right now. That's why other teams are like, they're like, oh, okay.
Oh, I don't want that. Yeah.
If he does the same shit to us?
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah. I'll tell you this right now. If my coach, if I was playing NBA and he told me, like, I don't think we could win a championship with that game, and I knew mentally that I couldn't shoot the ball or whatever, dude, I'd be in the gym fucking practicing daily. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to break this mental barrier. I would tell Yana, I would tell the whole fucking team, I want y'all to guard me all at once until I learn how to shoot this fucking ball or whatever. Look at fucking Westbrook. He's out there right now. Yeah. Threes and
Westbrook is a horrible shooter.
And he's practicing his
ass. He's still chucking his shit.
Yeah, he chucked his shit.
But Westbrook, he has the heart of a fucking lion. Like, that dude, he's going to do whatever. You know Westbrook. He's going to do whatever it fucking takes.
All the videos that came out, what was Westbrook doing? Practicing threes.
Yep.
Because he know that's his weak point, his threes. Mm-hmm. And he's been practicing threes. That's what you do. That's what practice is for. That's what practice is for.
And Ben Simmons, he was practicing.
Yeah.
We saw videos in the offseason. But for whatever reason, when the time came, push came to shove, when the playoffs came, crunch time, froze up.
We can't have that. All right? Yeah. You can't have that, all right? You can't tell me you freezing up in the most important game.
You can't win a championship that way.
Like, yeah, exactly. So we can't have that. That would, as a coach, Cody, wouldn't that fucking terrify you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to get rid of him. Mm-hmm. I mean.
And not just being terrifying, it would just be annoying as fuck. Just irritating because this dude has all the potential in the fucking world. All the
especially if you see in practice, this dude is just banking threes like crazy. Mm-hmm. And you're like, ooh, I got a star on my hands right here. And then we get to the fucking finals of the playoffs.
Because he has no pressure. Zero pressure. That's why.
And then we get to the finals of like the Eastern Conference Finals here, and this motherfucker passing the ball.
It is frustrating if you're a coach and a scout. You see that, like he can't do it. He's capable, obviously. You see it on the fucking on video.
Mm-hmm.
He's on off season practices, but when it comes to the court, the NBA floor, boom, no, freezes up.
I think this is probably going to be the most interesting NBA season quite some time, Cody.
And we had plenty of interesting ones this past few years.
Yes, we have.
That said a lot.
Yeah, that 2021 was really fucking interesting. But that was more interesting than seeing, like, what were they going to do?
Mm-hmm.
This one's more interesting because of talent-wise. I'm excited.
Who's going to be the healthiest team at the end of the year?
And plus with all the trades and
health,
shit.
Because
like
more than ever, I think in any past, like, era of the NBA, health matters the most.
Oh, especially now. I mean, we're living in a health-conscious world right now, too, especially with COVID still running rampant and the different variants and shit. And, you know, these players ain't in a bubble no more. They got to travel and shit like that. So now,
like back in the day, all these high-profile superstars, they never got into, like, injury trouble like nowadays like this for whatever reason. Remember, like, the Jordans, the Ewings,
that was
Johnsons, the Shaqs, the Kobes back in the day.
And some of them played injured, too.
Yeah.
Which is
like Kobe, he didn't get like seriously injured until like late in his fucking career.
Yeah, we're talking
3 years
like,
before he retired. Yeah.
Especially
2013, that's when he got the Achilles.
Especially after that Achilles injury. That Achilles injury like really like
and fucked Shaq, him, he didn't get like major injuries until like later in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you know, these guys are aging too. I mean, you know, and they're training even fucking harder than they used to be and shit, you know, paying all these guys.
And even with the better treatment nowadays, you know, upgraded technology and science, whatever. They're still getting injured more.
You think we ever gonna get robotic legs basketball players, Cody? Come on now.
I ain't gonna allow that shit.
Yeah, well, come on. That'd be cool as shit. Like robotics.
That's gonna be a whole nother league.
It'll call it the RBA, Cody. Robotics RBA. Basketball.
A whole nother league.
Hey, I was talking to my sister about this yesterday. I was saying, because I was telling her, I was like, I think some women can play in the NBA. And she was like, I don't think so, because women don't have the power that men do. I was just like, I think we're seeing it's not all about the power anymore, though, in the NBA. It's more about the precision, if you will.
I think it's possible. It would just take a lot of, what's the word for it?
I know.
Brain power.
I think you have to
there's be a lot of There's a lot of
tangibles.
Yes. You gotta,
a lot of tangibles. Deal with.
I don't say talent-wise. Because talent-wise, I would say women are just as good as men.
Yeah.
That's not the problem. This isn't a problem at all. I'm just saying everything else. I'm just talking about inside the locker room, outside of it, all of that. There's a lot of ignorant motherfuckers out there.
Oh, yes.
A lot.
And you know, as soon as if they was to put women in there, be like, God damn, this ain't the NBA I grew up with. You know, that's just.
Yeah, I ain't even talking about the fan base. I'm just talking about people, just NBA players, being that too, saying the same shit.
I'd be curious to see how that worked, because we're starting to see women play in football now in high school, and I don't think we've seen it in college yet, but I know in some high schools they've been like promoting some women. And I was like, you know, if women can do that, I mean, why not do it in the NBA and let's just see how that works out, whatever and shit.
Yeah,
let's do a little test experiment. They should have did that shit in the bubble, actually, because I mean, you know, it was already a test experiment, so you know, so might as well throw that in. But do you think women can play with the men in the NBA? It's a yes or no question, Coach. Yes. Okay.
I do. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think so too, as well. I was watching a little bit of the WNBA, and I was like, "Yo, some of these women got some talent, man." Have you looked up how much they make in the WNBA too? By the way,
they don't make shit.
They don't make shit. Yeah. They don't make a.
I mean, they make more than you and I, but as a professional athlete, they don't make shit.
Some of the women don't make more than me. I know that for. I looked at it, I was like, "Ooh,
damn!"
I was like, "I think the highest paid athlete in there, God, I want to say it was like." 100 and something thousand or whatever. I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, you know, I'm not even on some like woke trip right now. I know people probably thinking that or whatever. I'm just like thinking, what do we got to do to get this sport like higher in ratings and sponsorships? And
because they deserve it. They deserve it.
Yeah. Cause I watched some of these games recently and I was like, you know, these women are pretty fucking talented.
They're good. They're great.
Really fucking good.
It's high intensity. It's exciting.
Yeah. The crowd is into it too. Really? It's like,
it's just good basketball. So at the end of the day, it's just basketball.
So what do we got to do as an audience member? And I'm talking about it collectively to just get this thing rolling. Cause it's kind of a shame.
I would love to live to see the day where the NBA and the WNBA will merge.
It'll just be like one big league.
Unisex league.
Yeah, like one fucking big league. Whatever. I didn't even say they got to play together, but just like one under one banner where it's like respected in both divisions and shit like that. Because, yo, these women are talented.
Of course.
And especially coming out of college, I see some of these players. They're really fucking good. I mean, they shoot. Some of them shoot like Steph Curry.
At the end of the day, whatever gender you are, if you're a baller, you're a fucking baller.
Dude, I grew up in Compton. People, I used to play women all the fucking time, whatever. And these women could fucking ball. I remember this one girl who used to live down this two doors down from me. I used to play her every fucking weekend, dude. And this girl just has skills. And every time we played, the game was always fucking close, or whatever and shit. I mean, I'm just, hey, look, they didn't make that movie Love and Basketball for nothing. Now, come on now. Hey, Cody, that movie was ahead of its time. You remember what it really was? That man was sitting on the bench. While she was playing ball.
Yeah.
That movie was woke, Cody.
Yeah.
That man was sitting on the benches with that baby, Cody, while she played ball. You know, if they made that shit today, they'd be like,
oh, God, I don't want to see that today. The explosion on Twitter. Hey, man, what you trying to say?
Wait a minute. Holding that baby is a woman's job. Hold on. Wait a minute. What the fuck are they doing right here?
God.
He gave up the he was playing on the Lakers and all of a sudden he had to hold this baby. Fuck this director. Him and his liberal politics.
I like how they overlooked that, but they don't overlook the huge coincidence that they both came out of USC and just happened to be on LA teams. Like, what are the fucking chances of that shit?
But really? And grew up in the same neighborhood and shit like that, right. too. Both played ball. They both were equally good, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, Sanaa Lathan's character was more mentally in it than he was, too.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, he was the one that was getting all the more attention, if you will, because of, obviously, his gender and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I need to go back and rewatch that. Hold on. I'm talking about this. I'm going like, damn, that shit was deep.
I've seen it in a while. It was actually a really good movie.
Damn, really hold on movie. Now. A little deep on there, Cody. Oh, shit. That was what, 90?
That was 99, was it?
99, 98?
98. Yeah, 98, 99.
That was back when that was back when basketball was hot too. I mean, like you think it's hot now. Shit.
Yeah, that was before. That was a different era back then. Basketball. That was,
If you couldn't pick up a basketball,
I became a fan. Yeah.
You couldn't pick up a basketball in that year, in that era right there, shit, you was worthless.
Yep.
Everybody had a ball in their hand, Cody. Mm-hmm. If you was just walking, you had a ball.
Yep.
I was that kid, by the way. Always walking with the fucking ball, dribbling it and shit, trying to cross over people that didn't even fucking know what was going on and
shit.
Yeah,
like that shit. Yep.
You don't see kids doing that today now.
Nah.
Shit, yeah, you don't see that at all now.
Nah.
Oh, that's a nostalgia for your ass then right there. Kids like, fuck that. Kids today, they just fucking, they don't got to work on shit. They just naturally talented and shit. They're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This is back when
Genetics,
we had,
bro.
That's back when Genetics. We had to practice and shit. We was practicing mm-hmm. this shit daily. We in the backyard or at the park, you know, just shooting it like it was nothing and shit until the street lights go off and shit. Nowadays, kids just pick that motherfucker up and shoot it any kind of sloppy ass way, and that shit goes in. You just looking, going,
yeah, like, they just come out the womb with a $100 million contract.
What the fuck, dude? Hold on.
Yeah, I worked for this shit back in the day. What the fuck?
Took me 5 years to perfect that shit. You just threw that motherfucker up in there and just went in like. Hey, some of them just the hand coordination all fucked up too. It'd be looking like mm-hmm. this and shit. You know? You're like, wait a minute, will you?
Yeah, I got that Lonzo Ball form and shit. Yeah.
Hating on how you shoot it. I mean, as long as it fucking goes in, but goddamn, yeah. I had to perfect this goddamn shot just to watch your crooked looking ass just go like this and shit. Like, what the fuck? Because remember back in that time, that was when we were told you shooting that shit wrong. You need to fix this shit.
Fix your goddamn shot. What the hell are you doing? Fix your
coaches can't talk to kids like that nowadays. But I remember I used to put too much force in it because I was shooting way beyond the 3-point line. Mm-hmm. I was making some of them though too. I had a good percentage of how. I remember Coach Finneson. I'll never forget this old man. Fucking 92 years old. He used to grit
his teeth.
Right. What? Ooh, you don't. Fucking start shooting that goddamn ball like I told you, whatever. I'm gonna make you run 100 laps right now, whatever. Shit, be like 100. Oh hell no! You start watching people. How they shooting that shit? You better hit to the 3-point line, boy. I swear to God Almighty. That's what he would say. Swear to God Almighty. That's how you knew shit was real with him. It was just like God Almighty. I mean, it's just a game, sir. I don't even believe in God, but why you got to bring him into this shit? Like, I'm just playing basketball. Anyway, though, people, let's get back into this this drink here now. Oh, man. Oh, it still smells good, too. Man. Oh, and by the way, just a little other extra tangent, too. Fuck John Jones, too. UFC fighter. Fuck that dude. This motherfucker, he gets nominated into the UFC Hall of Fame, Cody. Mm-hmm. The report says he beat his wife, and he always some shit. And this is why I never bring his name up when people talk about like UFC greatest fighters and shit. And I know people put his names in that list, but it's always some shit with him. If it ain't like jail or prison, it's like he was tested for steroids or whatever it may be. And shit. And this is like that disqualifies you for being the GOAT fighter, even if you are undefeated. I don't give a shit. So he wins. A Hall of Fame award at the UFC for almost losing a fight, if you will. And he goes back to his hotel an hour later, if you will. He takes $10,000 in cash, Cody, to go party with.
Okay.
Why does he have $10,000 in cash in his hotel room? I have no fucking idea. Whatever. I digress. I don't know if he beat this woman in her sleep or whatever it was, or she just got Stockholm syndrome. So when he leaves, he goes to she goes downstairs to ask the hotel. What do you call those guys? Concierge, if you will. And shit for a new key, like car key or whatever and shit. And they were like looking at her. Her lip is busted and swollen, dude. It's she's got blood all over her. Her eyes a little swollen and shit. And she's shaking and shit. She's got her kid with her. Their kid, too, with her daughter. And they ask her, ma'am, are you okay? And she starts crying. She just breaks down. So to me, that just shows me that this wasn't the first time that this happened. Like, she's got, like, some kind of mental thing, either whether it's Stockholm syndrome or whatever it may be and stuff. And they asked her, you know, is he beating you? And she's, no, he's not doing that at all and shit. And it's like, ma'am, you clearly was beaten. I mean, mm-hmm. you bleeding and shit like this. This was the saddest part of the whole fucking story. Mm-hmm. The fucking kid, Cody, ask, can you call the police on my daddy?
What?
The fucking kid. I don't know how old this kid is, but she looked like she can't be no older than 9 years old or whatever. And I was just like, man, that kind of, as a man, that kind of just broke my fucking heart. I was just
That's
like.
That's fucking insane. This kid said that.
So they get back to their hotel room. The cops show up to their hotel room. And they ask a bunch of questions. was this man beating on you, blah, blah, blah. And this mother, I think at this point she's just shaking and frightened or whatever shit. She says, no, 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 and stuff like that, no. And they like, ma'am, you got blood all over you and shit like this. So they end up go looking for this brother. Look, I ain't got it word for word written, but they found his ass. I ain't got it word for word what he said, so don't quote me on this. I'm sure people won't because they could just look it up themselves. But they ask him, can you come with us? And you know what he says to them? Why y'all ruining my good time after I just won the Hall of Fame?
What a piece of shit.
Yo, fuck this dude. Seriously. So they put him in cuffs. And you know what he does, Cody? He tells him, uncuff me and let's have a fight right now with all of you. And just like, are you trying to get shot? Like, what is wrong with you, brother? So then he headbutts the fucking cop car, Cody, and puts a fucking dent in the car. Now, that's property damage to a cop car.
Right.
That's actually more dangerous than fucking beating your spouse, if you will. Or I wouldn't say more dangerous, more criminal, if you will. Than beating your spouse, if you will, which is asinine if you ask me, but I don't make the laws here in this fucking world we live in. I really think this dude's about to get away scot-free too, and I think this piece of shit should be in jail, to be honest, but that's just me. And I know that, like, it's funny because Daniel Cormier, another fighter who he had a long time rivalry with, he predicted this would happen too. Like when they had their big fight years ago and shit, he said 5 years from now, you'll end up back in jail because you're just a piece of shit and you'll always be a piece of shit. Who would have knew that Daniel Cormier, those words would never be more than true. Cause clearly this dude's got some fucking issues and he needs to get that shit settled because he's got some fucking issues. And I think this piece of shit should get his ass beaten. Unfortunately, I don't think anybody would be beating his ass because he's a pretty skilled fighter too at that. So, I'm not calling you out, John Jones. He probably, he'll listen to this and be like, you want to go there? I'd be like, my name is Cody and you can find me, you can find me here or whatever shit. So yeah, I don't know if this is an early case of CTE or something like that, but this motherfucker might need to be studied like ASAP. Cause when DC and them were talking about it, Cody, I got to send you this shit was fucking hilarious. They pulled up his criminal record. Like that shit was a UFC stat check. That shit was so fucking hilarious to me because it popped up like usually it says like weighing in, hometown, how many championships you won. That shit popped up like his criminal records all the way from like 5 years ago going up to now and shit. It was like just hilarious.
God, damn.
That shit was, yeah, he's had at least about six issues, if you will, or whatever.
Yeah.
And busted for performance enhancers. So why I disqualify him forever being in a top 10 best fighter of all time list or whatever, but people still hold him high in regard there. And I don't think he's gotten away with all of it. And I don't think he's going to get any trouble for this one either. The cop car damage is probably what he'll get in trouble for, honestly. The beating the wife part, he'll probably get a fucking pass on it or something. So fuck that dude. He's a piece of shit.
Well, fuck John Jones.
Yeah, yeah. He's like,
about the man than what you just told me. But yeah, that sounds like some bullshit to me.
Yeah, he's like
a shady motherfucker.
He's like Conor McGregor 2.0, basically, you know. Sports don't need these two assholes, but
evidently not.
No. Let's go ahead and sip this bad boy now, though. Mm. On the palate, man, apples galore. That shit's like, it's like apple all over. I'm not really getting much of that pineapple. Matter of fact, I'm not getting that at all. It's very sweet, though, and creamy. Fruitful. Or is it fruit-filled?
Mm.
Thanks. I think fruitful. Now I got to think about it. Is it fruitful?
I think it's fruitful, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we just fucked up the English.
Yeah. Word.
I think it's fruitful. Yeah, I think it's fruitful. Very mild, medium range. Ooh, wait a minute. There was a little spice there on the tip. I think that was the pineapple. That was definitely the pineapple. Oh, yeah. So the pineapple's right on the tip. Just the tip, Cody.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. That's just the tip. The pineapple's right there, right on the tip of the tongue, right on the tip of the palate. Easily just fades away right after that. goes into a smooth, very oily, creamy, fruitful apple. The banana right there is like, it's like banana candy at this point, Cody. It is like so sweet on the back part of your palate. It tastes like those.
So is it like an artificial banana or does it taste like actual banana?
I would say actual banana. Yeah. Mm. You know, those butterscotch candies.
Yeah.
Imagine if there was like a banana one.
Okay.
Something right. like that. Then. Yeah.
Okay.
Different shit. Do they even have a banana one like that? Because those butterscotch candies, I don't give a fuck how old those are.
I haven't had butterscotch forever. Sounds delicious
right now. That butterscotch candy is still good, dude. Like, that shit, I fucks with that. Like, still. I know that's like old people candy, they say, but that candy is like.
That shit's good.
That shit's good. Hey, I don't eat butterscotch too much, but man, let me tell you, that shit's delicious. That's like a rare ingredient. You throw on something for a special occasion, Cody. You know, you get that. You having dinner with your girl. You get that chocolate cake surprise and shit. They you see the little swirls of the butterscotch.
Right, I say a little butterscotch swirl on there.
Ooh, put that little candle in there. Make a whip. Blow on that motherfucker. Yeah, you making wishes all night long. Shit, gonna be in your guts later. That's my wish. Yeah. Shit, you about to taste some caramel later, girl. What you know? Hey, we can go under the bed, on top of it, all the beds, whatever you want. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The finish is like sweet and easy. It's got a lot of pot spices. But the spices are just like really mild. They don't even linger. The one thing I remember why I popped this bad boy open right away, it's an easy sipper, daily sipper, if you will. It's got a lot of flavor, man. It's flavorful as hell. And mainly because it's just got all the fruit. It's funny because it straight up has that finish of like the Miyagochi. God damn, why am I blanking on the name of that drink now? Let's call it the Mia for right now. But like, I would say it's even closer to the Mia than it is the Yochi in some parts. Like the beginning palate, I would say, is more Yochi, but the rest of it is just straight Mia. That's how you do blends, though. Because I know when Scotch does blends, it tastes like shit. Actually,
I haven't experienced too many blended Scotches. So yeah, you're definitely more well-versed in that than I am, for sure.
You like Johnny Walker, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it tastes like shit, to be honest. But Johnny Walker, I would say, probably is one of the...
Most of that's blended? That's all blended?
Yeah, I think that's like probably the generic... I don't want to say high profile, but the most generic bought blended Scotch, if you will. I think it tastes like shit. Especially you can tell even in the higher brands of it, like the Gold, I think. It's just a blend of the red and green. Like, it was funny because I was telling somebody that and he bought the Gold because he was a fan. He was like, oh my God, he wasn't lying. He was like, I can taste the red all over that shit. And I was just like, yeah, you might as well just buy fucking Johnny. Everybody knows Johnny Walker Red and Green is like the cheapest fucking versions of those two. And I was just like, so they took the Gold and just watered it down to the red and green. And it was just like, yeah, that's kind of a slap in the face, but you know.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, so if you was enjoying the Gold, I hate to tell you that, but it's just cheap off of there. But this one, right, I mean, hey, when Japanese do blends, like, come on, you're doing the Yochi and the Mia. I mean, those are two high-profile whiskeys right there. Blend them as one to bring out this beautiful-looking bottle right here. Man, ooh, boy, yeah, I'm all about that then. This is gold. What I would take a rating off of, because it's not going to get a last drop, is people are probably going, why doesn't it get a last drop if you're enjoying it, whatever. I don't think this is really anything all that special. I don't think the juice is, I don't want to say it's not memorable, but it's kind of not really memorable, to be honest. I mean, if you drink it as much as I drink, I don't think this will stand out between, it even got lighter. It got really lighter now in that glass.
Yeah, that's super light.
Yeah. Looking like Mad Dog 2045 shit, you know? which, by the way, I saw in the store the other day. I was like, oh, my God, it's fucking Mad Dog in the refrigerator there.
Eat this.
I thought I was gonna buy a bottle. I was gonna do it for a mix and match. Like, shit. Gotta have that episode one day. All old ass spirits and shit. Hypnotic, Mad Dog, and from what I remember, Hypnotic just tastes like fucking cotton candy. So it's just fucking diet.
I forgot what Hypnotic tastes like. I mean, that shit's so long.
Last time you had it was in that Incredible Hulk you had back at the Conga Room,
right?
And I remember you looked at that and just said, "The fuck is in this?" He said that shit was sugary as fuck. That shit is like diabetes in a fucking bottle.
Diabetes in a glass.
Oh, yeah. Those bottles were nice. I do remember those Hypnotic bottles. Yeah. They're pretty nice shaped and shit. Because Hypnotic is just a liqueur, if I'm not mistaken, people. So the only reason I know that is my mother used to drink the shit out of that. Hey, black women love that shit, though. So. They love that shit. You get that hypnotic baby. They love anything with some fucking sugar in it. Shit. Get them fucking water and throw some 2-3 chops of sugars in that motherfucker. They'd be like, "Ooh, it's Alizé. What is it? Is it Stella? What is it?" Put some like fruit color in there and shit, like some Kool Aid color. Cody, stir that bitch up. Shit, you might have actually that might be Stella Rosa wine right there.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but there's nothing. Nothing all that special about it other than the blend between the two most prominent Nika bottles, if you will. It's really good. It's easy to sip on. I could drink this all day. Shit, if anything, I think these Nika bottles, along with the Yoshi and me, I think these are like the perfect introductory into Nika. I think it's very easy to sip on. I think anyone can get into it, even people that claim not to be whiskey drinkers.
Let me ask you this question.
What you got?
So... Those two particular whiskeys blended. Will you prefer the blend of those two, or will you prefer one of the two on their own?
Ooh,
what would you prefer, the Sessions or the Yochi or the Mia?
I think I would. You know, it's crazy because any other day I would have been like, I'm going with the Yochi all day, every day. Then 2 weeks ago or a week ago when it was last Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, when I had the both of those two, I was just like, ooh, shit, I might have the different feelings about the Mia here. But coming back to this one now, I think I'd prefer the Nika Sessions over them now.
Mm, okay.
I think it just has a little bit of both of everything that you probably like from those two.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is one of those blends that actually worked really well in their favor. It's a shame it's not really sold. Actually, not even really. It's not even sold in the United States at all. So, And honestly, I think they kind of sold out of this bottle, to be honest. I don't even know if they have any more of them because I haven't seen it anywhere. Or any of my friends overseas haven't told me about it at all anymore. So I don't even think it was called 2020. So there was a reason for that. You know, they don't have no more in 2021. So I don't know if there's any more of this, but I think this one just has the best of both worlds that what you'd enjoy from that kind of takes out what you dislike them. Like I said, the only negative I can think about it is it's probably too sweet for some people. They might go like, there's nothing really special about this. I do think the fruit flavors is what'll win people over with this, even if you're not a whiskey fan, or you tell me you don't like whiskey or anything like that. I think that fruit flavor in there, especially with the apple, I think that'll win you over. You'll be like, oh, this is not that harsh or not that bad or anything like that, or I could sip this. Honestly, you know what? The more I drink this, it reminds me of plum wine, Japanese plum wine. Japanese plum wine, people, first of all, it's really fucking good. It's delicious as hell. You could probably drink like 5 of those bottles because the alcohol percentage is so low. I mean, some people might actually get fucked up by that. But it's so low, but it's also super sweet. Oh my God. It goes so good with some beef wagyu. Ooh, man, it just tastes so good.
Ooh, that actually sounds
good right about now. That sounds really good right now. That plum wine is just so smooth. It's so easy to sip on. I mean, you just pour that shit like water. I'm getting kind of the same vibes with this one. I'm on my third glass now. I'm just sipping, talking about it. I'm enjoying the hell out of it. Yeah, I'm going to drop a 3 on this.
3. Okay.
Yeah.
2.5. 3. All right.
Well, yeah. I went 3 just because I think the price is also really good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Retail value, it's only $80, so it's in the same price as the Yochi and all those other ones. I know here in America that Yochi and shit is like at $100 now, whatever. But In Japan, the shit is retailed at $80, and that's what Japan, and obviously since it ain't sold in America, there is no retail secondary and nothing like that in America. So $80 is what the price is on this thing. I think this is a perfect $80 bottle, if you will. I think it's fantastic, especially to introduce you into the world of Japanese whiskey. If you can't afford the Suntory shit, which I understand because the Suntory shit is pretty fucking expensive. So if you even try to talk getting retail with Suntory, then you clearly are probably sucking some dick. So
yeah.
I guess I'm probably sucking some dick because I did get that Akushu 18 for retail. So, all right. I guess I'm sucking dick now.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't think $300 is retail for that Hakusho 18, but it's retail enough because usually that bottle goes for $600. So that's close as what it is. So $300 for that. Yeah. Unfortunately, that Yamazaki 18, you can't get that shit any cheaper than $500, which that's just how it goes now. But I digress. So I like this, though. Also, another reason not only was the price range I brought it up, is presentation wins me over as well. So
it's a great looking bottle.
So it was at 2.5, brought it up to a 3.0 because the bottle presentation is just fucking beautiful. I think it's all gorgeous. Right. Also, the price range I think is great, which I always throw into my reviews, price and presentation. So it gets that extra point just because there are point just for that one. So yeah, Nika Sessions, I mean, look at this thing. It's gorgeous. 700 milliliter, 43% alcohol. It's got everything you love about the Yochi and the Mia in there. It's very flavorful. It's got the fruit in there. It's got that zesty toast towards the finish there. Finish doesn't linger too long. It's really mild, but you still taste all the flavors too. Like the palate just sticks with it. Mm. Oh man. Not crisp. Like Cody said earlier, it's not crisp, but it just tastes, it reminds me of Japanese plum wine, which I really do enjoy. And I'd probably give that plum wine shit. I might get that like a 2.5 or 3.0. That plum wine's like $16, so it's really cheap. So, but yeah, 3.0 there. So, Nika Sessions 2020 is in the bag.
There it is.
Yeah. So, that is.
Yeah, October off to a good start. So far, so good.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm only doing unicorns this year and allocated shit. So, you know, because that's kind of all I have these days now. Well, I got a lot of store picks too, but I need to drink that shit. But man, I'm just so addicted right now, you know, reorganizing shit. I got a lot of Michter shit this year, that more than I thought I did too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And trust me, people, I suck at hunting Michters. This year, I've been fucking great at it. I don't know why, but I suck at Michters. And the fucking cork broke off my Buffalo Trace bottle, which kind of pissed me off. Buffalo Trace, they don't make that bottle anymore. So when I reached out to them to get another cork, they were just like, oh man, we don't have any more of those bottles. We're sorry. We'll see if we can find you. They said they'll see if they can find me a bottle that can match it to give me another cork, or if they'll just replace the bottle. But they said I wouldn't hold my breath to that because we don't even have any of those bottles anymore. And I was like, all right, well, thank you for reaching back out. You got to love that customer service, Cody. At least the distilleries reach out to you and shit.
Yeah, that's quality.
I told that to a liquor store. They look at me and be like, what you want me to do about it? Not my fault your cork broke. Nigga, you didn't pull it off right. Shit. Shit. Pull it off correctly next time. Shit. So what if I had the bottle upside down in a box? Hey, that don't mean shit. Okay, you know you're trying to blame me?
Yeah. That on me. Shit.
I think that's just further proof that we just need to go with fake corks, aesthetic corks going forward. If we could just do that, people, that'd be great. Because when that
yeah,
cork,
that stop all the cute shit, but trying to be all, you know, hipster, like, oh, I like OG corks, man. It's like the real. Let's just put the synthetic shit in there,
please.
Just do it, please. Same shit.
Thank you. Just do it. I, at the end of the day, it's still a fucking cork. I don't give a shit. Like I don't want the shit in my
goddamn
bottle.
Cork.
You should have seen me. I became like a scientist, Cody, when that cork ripped off and shit. Mm-hmm. I had to get the filter to clean it out and shit.
Yeah,
I was like,
the gloves on and shit.
Yeah, I did, to be honest. I was just like, all right. Then I had to get the cork out the bottle. I had these tongs and shit. Uh-huh. I had to pull that motherfucker out, and I was like, ooh. And then I got like one of those filters, like a coffee filter, to pour back into the bottle, into the glass. Mm-hmm. I was playing scientist JB up in this bitch, whatever. They were calling me JB the science guy. JB science guy. J B B B B B B J B the science guy. came in with that fucking lab coat that actually was a trench coat, you know, because that was all I had. I was looking like that movie from that motherfucker, that dude from that movie who's turning into Inspector Gadget and shit. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I want you and your girl to have a marathon of the movies.
We probably do need to. She can kick out of them. I know I got a kick out of them.
Yeah, it'll be funny. Yeah. Oh, you know what you can do? Well, let's watch some real Halloween movies, girl. I got you. Yeah. I got you.
Hey, girl, watch what they do with this toilet seat right here.
Fucking toilet seat was like Chucky and shit. It was waiting for you with a knife and
never
shit.
Never went back to that shit.
Would have been full circle had she killed him on that toilet. Like, you know,
that would
have
been hilarious.
Like, she bashed his head in.
Slipped in that fucking toilet. with his trench coat.
He slips over the trench coat and lands right on the toilet and shit. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You remember in Punisher Warzone when fucking Frank Castle was in that bathroom fighting that dude? The only reason why I brought this up because I just saw it and I was just like, damn, them toilets was just breaking easy on that dude's skull. Yeah. Like, you know, just.
It's made of plastic.
I mean, he would just take a dude's head and smash on the toilet, and then the toilet would just explode. Yeah,
apparently, physics are different in that universe. Maybe you just punch a dude's face in. Remember that shit?
Oh, and it blows up.
With his fist. Really can't a dude's face in with his fist.
And the shit exploded.
And people are getting mad about trying to take this shit too seriously. Like, you know what movie you're in at this point when you see that shit.
I wish I was in that movie, actually.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, that movie's fun.
National fucking treasure.
Yeah, because it's a lot of fun, you know. It's a lot of fun. Thank you so much for providing that with us, Marvel Knights Studio. Mm-hmm. That studio went out of business fast. But
Yeah, you know, one and done.
Yeah. I think they did the Ghost Rider movies, too.
Oh, did they?
Say. Yeah.
They might have done the second one.
The second one, I think it was. Yeah. Which was better than the first one, by the way. Because it was. That was... First one, boring as shit. People, you just like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You're going to be this bad. At least be funny bad or whatever. But that second one, that was funny bad. That was just like.
Yeah.
And people still rooting for Idris Elba after that. I was just like, Okay. This dude's a black dude from an island, and he's somehow fucking up that Jamaican accent. Like he just. That brother had four different accents in that whole movie. It was like. I digress. That's back in them old Marvel days, Cody. That's old school.
All the MCU shit.
Yeah, that was before all this high quality shit we get and stuff. You know, that was back in them days where they was just like, fuck it, we need to keep these rights. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. That's what it was.
I think Lionsgate was behind Marvel Knights, if I'm not mistaken. So
I think so.
Yeah. Thank you, Lionsgate, you know. Anyway, people, we're done. We're out of here. Cody will be back next week. He'll talk about whatever drink.
Yeah, week. It's going to be a fun week. I'm looking forward to it. I got some special lined up.
Well, it's your birthday month. You should have something special lined up. So,
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so it's birthday month, boy, whatever. He turned in 40, I think. So
41.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, sir. I didn't mean disrespect you or anything like that. I'll be sure to send you a Twitter message and
thank you, sir.
Let everybody see that.
Hey, you know the drill.
Gotta validate you. Yeah. And the only reason why I remember is because him and my sister share a birthday together. That's why they hate each other.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that.
Yeah. She said you a weird ass Scorpio. So
weird ass Scorpio. Okay. Yeah, well, she's a Cowboys fan. So yeah. That's all I got to say about that. We leave that right there. Yeah, right there.
Very true. Yeah. Very true. Hey, but they went in the Super Bowl according to her. So
yeah, they're winning every year. Yeah, they're going every year, right?
Hey, she's going to SoFi Stadium just because she's going to go.
Oh, that's nice.
Because they going to Super Bowl, apparently.
Okay.
I guess she don't know them prices yet, but.
Yeah. I hope they get their ass whooped. Yeah.
Ain't that a bitch? We finally get a stadium for football and we get the Super Bowl and we can't afford to go to that motherfucker. You know how much bleacher seats are in that Super Bowl?
I already know.
It's $4,500, dude. Like, what the fuck? Like,
I hope they go to the fucking Super Bowl. I hope your sister goes too. So she can watch their asses to get pummeled in. Come that fucking close. I hope that shit happens. Fucking Cowboys.
You got more hope than me because I don't think they'll ever make it to a Super Bowl.
I'm not saying they probably won't. I'm just saying I hope they do.
Ah, okay. There's a lot of Cowboy fans in California for some reason.
They're Cowboy fans everywhere, man. It really is America's team. I hate to say it. It really is.
It is true. They are everywhere. But I'm just still kind of pissed off. You see that halftime show we got, too?
That shit's crazy.
That's one of the biggest halftime shows.
Yeah, mine is Kendrick Lamar. But yeah, that shit's crazy.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. Yeah, you got all them legendary acts except for that one dude, that KL. But yeah, dude, I was looking at that going like, shit, that's almost worth it to go alone. Shit. And then you look up
that
ticket.
That's the craziest one they probably had. Shit. Ever. As long as I can remember.
Yeah. Ever. I think that's the biggest one ever. That was the biggest one ever, without a doubt.
Yeah, that amount of talent on one stage, one show.
I wish they would have just kept it all West Coast artists too, though. But you know, they had to throw.
It's all in that family.
Yeah, except for Mary J. Blige. I don't.
Best of Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, she ain't part of that family at all. But she's not. Yeah. But she's still talented. So Oh, her concerts are. I'll tell you this: what if you go to a Mary J. Blige concert? There's two things gonna happen. You either gonna be crying or you gonna be fucking. I don't know which one's happening. Sure. You doing one of them, other whatever. And if you went there with your homegirl that already got a dude and shit, you're going to be crying because you know you ain't getting that. So you just might as well go ahead and cry. That was me, by the way.
Bring your Kleenex, kid.
Hey, Jane, let me hit that, is she? Mary J, she cries her fucking heart out on that stage, dude. Like, she's one of those performers when she's on stage, you feel that shit. Like, I don't know how well she is because I haven't seen her do a performance in a while, but you know, talent like that just doesn't escape you. So god damn, I really want to go to that fucking game now. I don't even know who's gonna be in the Super Bowl. I don't really fucking care. I just want to be in that fucking game, but I don't want to pay no $4,500 for some shitty ass seats.
Fuck that.
What the fuck were they thinking with that? And you know, the Super Bowl is always packed too, and them prices are always.
I'm about to say, you just imagine trying to get and then really trying to get out that motherfucker too.
Oh, you ain't getting out that motherfucker. No. You in that shit for life, okay? You in it for life. You in it for life. Apparently, Americans got more money than we think, so Cody. Because Super Bowl's
I'll be watching at the local bar. Fuck that, I ain't going so far.
Cody's like, I'll be in the city next door.
Yeah,
and watching it at Rush in Culver City.
Yeah, wherever. Yeah, fuck that.
So anyway, people, that is it. The show, we're done out of here. Good as always. Talked a lot of sports shit. Talked about a Super Bowl we never gonna get to go to, and or any of that for that matter. Cause they just gonna go up in prices every year that passes.
Yeah, we never going to that motherfucker. Yeah, so. Space facts.
I just want to go to one finals game. Like, come on, throw me a fucking bone here.
Yeah, better like they ain't going to a fucking Super Bowl. I'll tell you that.
Probably. Yeah. How much of them MLB series these days, huh? Like,
oh, yeah. You might look into that. Yeah, a Dodger. Yeah, that might be cool.
Probably $1,000 or some shit still.
Yeah. Better luck than that in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, probably have a better chance at going to a NHL Stanley Cup game.
Yeah, nobody goes to that shit. So, yeah. So.
Actually, I don't know. You told me those things get pretty packed. So, okay.
Well, I guess. I kind of remember it was like I went to E3 that year. And it was going on at the same time as the Kings were in the finals.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't like crazy, but it was packed.
So we're not going to any final game, but all right. Good. Anyway.
Unless we get comped or get the hookup. That's about it.
Okay, so we're not going. All right. Because even my hookups that don't go to these games, they look at me and go like, I want to go to this one. It's like, you don't even go to the game. So it's just like, nah, I want to go to this one. No, it's like, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, cool. So anybody out there that loves The Last Drop that got the hookup, shoot us those Super Bowl connections that you got.
Let a couple brothers know. We'll take those tickets off your hand.
We'll take those tickets. Can we get four too, by the way? Because, you know, we just want to take
Let's get four.
We'll take a significant others too, you know. So.
Yeah, let's get four of those.
So we can show like we balling or something like that, you know. Like,
yeah. Look like cool shit, Yeah, baby, you know, I got friends in high places. You know?
Yeah. Don't worry about how I got them, girl. It's treating you.
Enjoy yourself, girl.
Yeah,
make sure you order number five, though, not number six. Please do that for me.
Yeah. I look at you and go like, do you see these food prices? They're kind of high.
What the fuck are you paying how much for parking?
Damn, hold on. That shit set up. Hey, girl, I got this spot. We're going to head to real quick. You know what? I got to fill up my walking meter on my watch right now. You know, we need to get this walking in.
Cody, they park like five blocks down.
Park in the next city over, Cody. We just going to walk it up the hill.
Yeah, girl, quick. Just Uber over. Yeah, yeah. Just don't worry.
Yeah, we're going to take them scooters, Cody. We're going to ride. Yeah, a little burst. Hey, do you see how much, Cody, they want for a fucking Stone IPA here? They want $30 for it.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, just get an extra cup. We're going to split that shit, girl. We're going Oh, you know my ass. I bring some miniatures with my ass. Sneak them motherfuckers in and be like, hey, I got you covered, nigga. Watch they check me at that fucking game. So, yeah, if you're a fan of The Last Drop and you got Super Bowl connection, can we just get 4 tickets? That's all we asking. 4 tickets.
That's it. That's it. Oh, it's 4. It's That's 4. It.
Yeah, and I don't want no fucking podium in our way neither and shit blocking my way and nothing like that.
I want like midfield. That's what I want.
Yeah. So if you could hook us up with that, that'd be amazing. Whatever, we'll get you a 6-pack and a bottle of whiskey. How about that?
Yeah, and we'll invite you to one of our shows.
Yeah. You come on for about a 20-second guest cameo.
Yeah, there you go. or run your ad. We'll do that.
Yeah,
we'll run your
ad. Yeah. Talk about how great you are. Yeah, we can do that for you. Mm-hmm. Talk about how what a great friend you are and stuff like that. And we'll follow you on Instagram or whatever you want.
There you go. Perfect.
Anyway, people, that is the end of the show. We'll be back next week. People are like, you two are assholes. Hey, we're trying to save some money, baby. Come on. Drinks ain't cheap. Shit. They're like, oh, man, you do a free podcast. Yeah, but we got to buy the fucking content for the
podcast. It costs money, goddamn it. Ain't cheap.
Yeah, that's it. Cody just moved, goddamn it. It's bad. So with that said, I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the Godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.